Thank you. You guys were wonderful. And now it gives me great pleasure to announce our speaker this evening. He's a fine young gentleman. He's on our auxiliary committee. He's been doing lots of good and lots of fun and lots of joy in our church, watching him grow. He's a member. He's got right in there and started doing lots of things and growing his church family. And we're all excited to hear his story tonight. And I want to present to you Matt Jensen.
It's always scary being up here. I did this last April, and I actually planned it out a little bit last April, too. I kind of thought about it and wrote some things down, and this time I didn't do that. I talked to a few people, a few friends, and everything that instantly came out of everybody's mouth was, God will guide you, the angels will guide you, divine guidance, just go with that and you're going to do fine. And it came out of everybody's mouth so quickly, I knew that that was the right answer, that's what I had to do. And so I was sitting with my daughter, I do prayers every night and sit in meditation, and a lot of times what I do is I sit with my dog, and she lays down in front of me, and I hold my hands on her, and we sit and we do prayers, and she lays there with her tongue hanging out. She likes it. It's kind of healing for her, and she gets really, she's kind of, you know, ADD type dog. She's kind of crazy, and she really enjoys it. And I was praying for different people and things like that, and then I said, gratitude. I said, thank you, God, for bringing my dog Sombra into my life. I love her so much. And when I got to that part, it was probably 5 minutes into my prayer, and she put her head up and she licked my hand. And right there, it was kind of like confirmation for me that we're all divinely connected to each other. Animals, we're all connected. And right then I knew that God and the angels were going to work through me tonight, and they were going to give me something to talk about. And it was just the strength I needed at the time. Last time I was up here, I talked a lot about my past prior to 2005. I struggled with drugs and alcohol a lot in my life. It was a huge part of my adult life for many years. And what I kind of think about when I think about that, I think about, all of us were born here. We come straight from God, from that love energy. We come into this world just free. Just full of love. And for me, it was the course of 27 years, I fought God, and I pushed myself as far away from God as I possibly could. I was full of anger and fear, and I used drugs and alcohol to deal with all that stuff. So I don't want to spend time talking about that tonight. That was like prior to God. And then the experience that I had. And I didn't grow up with any religious experience. No family members were into spirituality at all. I never heard the word God. We didn't talk about it. It was actually on the far other side of that. And so the experience that I had, June 10th of 2005. It was towards the end of my drinking and using career. It was really bad at that time, and I remember it was about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was leaving this house, and I was walking down the stairs, and I stopped dead in my tracks, and I felt this love energy just flow through my body. I could feel it in every part of my being, and I didn't know what it was at the time. And it was like, and I think I shared about this last time, it was like I had this moment of clarity through my whole life, what had been happening, and I heard the voice of God, told me my life was going to be different from here on out. And I knew that my life turned around completely, and I started heading back towards God. And at the time, I didn't really know what to relate it to, but I knew that it was a powerful experience that I wanted to experience again. I knew it was something that I needed in my life. It was something I was searching for through relationships and drugs and alcohol. I was trying to find whatever it was, and I was really trying to find God, but I didn't know it. And so I started reading books. I was reading books. I was learning about churches and praying and meditating, and all these things started flooding into my life about God and this experience, and I wanted to take as much of it as I possibly could. And I spent, you know, it changed my life. It was a new path. It was completely different than I had ever experienced before. And I guess kind of what I wanted to talk about too was all these books and all these things that I was doing. I wasn't really having a full experience with God. I always felt kind of weak, like the foundation for my life wasn't really that strong. And I got sidetracked real easy with different things for a few years. And you know, and then there was a July of 2012, I was in Mexico on a vacation, and I went back and I relapsed on drugs again. And I remember it was July 4th, and I had taken a journal, and I walked out on the beach, and I found this big rock out on the beach, right in the beautiful Puerto Vallarta, beautiful ocean out there. And I remember sitting there, you know, praying and meditation and asking God, like, what do you want from me? What can I do? I don't get it. I don't understand why I feel like this still after all this time. Like, what am I doing? And I can remember it wasn't really like a voice like I had heard the first time. It was more of a feeling. And it was more of like a, if you want to have a relationship with me, you got to spend time with me. You know, how can you have a relationship with somebody if you don't spend time with them? You know, and it holds true in every relationship in my life. And I thought, well, that makes a lot of sense. I got to spend time with God daily. And, you know, I took that literally. My life changed after that. I mean, I have a habit now. I get on my knees and pray every morning. I pray every night. I meditate. I talk to God. I bring God into all situations in my life. And over a short period of time, that foundation grew solid. You know, I don't feel like when different things come into my life, good or bad, however I perceive them to be, I don't feel like I can get blown over and thrown off course. I know that things are going to be all right no matter what comes into my life. And the other part, I got in a car accident, or a truck hit me when I was on my bike about a week and a half ago. And there was a moment right before impact where, if anybody's ever been in an accident, it's like everything freezes for a minute. It's almost like right before impact, things froze. And I felt how powerless I was in this world. I felt everything stopped. I knew there was going to be impact, and I knew it was going to be really bad. And I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know if all of a sudden I flashed forward, I saw myself paralyzed, didn't make it through it. I didn't know what was going to happen, but there was absolutely nothing that I could do about it. And, you know, that kind of carried forward into kind of, I guess, what I wanted to talk about too, is this powerlessness in our life sometimes. I mean, a lot of things in our life we have control over, you know, but there's a lot of things, including people and situations, that we have no control over, and we can't do anything about this. And it's like, how do we react in these situations when we have no control over something? And I think what I found out too, through this power and this strong foundation through God, that anything's possible, and anybody in this world can do anything they want. Situations can happen in my life, good or bad, and I don't have to be thrown into different directions, and usually the directions that I go when I get thrown off aren't good. And so I got thinking too, you know, I really truly believe that God and the angels and all this stuff, sometimes they get us prepared for situations. You know, they'll prepare us, and then when a situation comes up, and we reflect back on maybe the past month or year or 2 years or whatever it is, we can kind of see how this divine pattern happened in our life and how we were prepared for a certain situation if we're open to it. And then we get to have a lesson. We get to have an experience, because like we talk about here, we're down here, we're in school to learn and grow spiritually. And so these experiences are going to happen, you know, for the rest of our lives. We're going to have things come up, and it's kind of, how do we deal with these situations, right? You know, they can be tough. So we had classes last year, I was debating on whether I should share this with the whole group, because it's very, very personal to me, and it was a very tough thing for me to go through this past summer. It was probably the hardest thing I've been through in my life, I would say. It was pretty tough. And I believe that I was getting prepared for this situation, or part of it, or to learn how to deal with situations in a better way. Through everything that happened that day on that rock in Mexico, through these classes that we were having, if you haven't been to the classes that Millie has, they're amazing. They're amazing classes for healing, and so many people have so many amazing magical stories that happened to them, including my mom came here, and she experienced a major healing. She was having trouble for years with her mom, who passed away. She couldn't deal with it, and she came, and her mom and her dad came through, and this love energy flowed through her, and she was crying, and she got healed. She got a lot of healing through that. In a few of the circles, what came up too was women that had lost their children when they were pregnant. That happened. I think if anybody remembers, I think we had like 3 or 4 circles last year that happened in, and it was really powerful. And I think I was in all of the circles, but I didn't know what it was going to prepare me for. You know, my beliefs, my personal beliefs are, you know, if that happens, you follow it through and you have the child. That's what happens. And so I was dating a girl this summer, and that happened. She got pregnant. And I didn't know what to do. You know, we weren't together anymore, and she called me 2 or 3 weeks after. We hadn't talked, and she shared with me what was going on. And you know, it took me on an emotional kind of roller coaster. I was like, what do I do? You know, we're not together. She's pregnant. She was like 6 or 8 weeks pregnant at that point. And, you know, I guess this is part of what I'm going to talk about, too, is like what she had told me, too, is she wanted to have it, but she wanted to be guaranteed that we were going to be together in a relationship. And I said, you know, we stopped seeing each other for a reason. You know, and it's part of, I guess, growing spiritually is learning to stand in your truth. Learning to stand in your truth regardless of the situation. But the guidance I was getting was to be supportive and make this right. Let's do this. And I will be here for you no matter what. And she chose not to. Keep the baby. And so that was tough for me. It was very tough to experience powerlessness. You know, it's like what it comes down to is how are you going to act if you're living a spiritual life and you're connected with God when somebody makes a decision that drastic that you have no control over? Do you support that person in a loving way? I mean, that's the only choice that I could really have was to do that, right? To support that decision and be there for that person. And it was like, it was a huge lesson for me, you know, and I remember, and you know, it's because of this church that I'm able to get through something like that, because I believe that our soul never dies, and neither do these souls that come in and they aren't born into the flesh. They don't leave. And I think Louise was telling me, she explained this little story to me, which really helped. She was talking about all these little souls. She said, "You just got to picture all these little souls over there on Catalina Island, and they're out there playing on the beach, and they're looking for their chance to come in." And I know it sounds kind of silly, but you know, with the understanding that I have here and the experiences that I've seen here with the souls, life never ending, it brought a lot of peace. And I think everybody in the situation It ended up working out for the best. You know, it ended up working out for the best. But it was tough, and I think that foundation that I had built through the year and a half or the year prior to that of praying to God every day helped me be a completely different person in a situation where I normally probably would have, I don't know what would have happened. Had I not prayed every day to God and asked for guidance and felt that divine connection deep in my soul, who knows how I would have reacted to a situation like that. It could have been a lot worse. But I can remember, this is another weird thing that happened. It was like 2 days after this all happened. I remember I was out in the woods way up in, I don't know where I was. I was way north of San Diego. I was in the woods and I was kind of working. Like a lot of what I do is I like hike around in the woods and look at stuff and take pictures and stuff. And I feel like I got a message from that soul that was free. And it was a message of like, it was more of like he was talking to me like a father talks to his son. Don't worry, son, everything's going to be okay. And I'm going to be fine. We're going to be fine. We're all connected anyways. And I felt that, I felt it go through my body. And I said, that's true. You know, it's really true. If you believe, if I truly believe in my core, the stuff that we talk around here, it can change my life. And I guess it put my beliefs to a test, too, is what it really did. It put my beliefs to a test, and it made me see what kind of, what I truly believed in. So, I don't know, I guess after experiencing something like that, too, you know, it makes other things seem easy to navigate through. I don't know, that feeling that I had on June 5th of being in the loving arms of a creator, you know, no matter what happens, that feeling that I was chasing, I can feel that most of the time. I can feel that most of the time. Most of the time when I walk around through the day, good or bad, whatever it is, I can feel that in my heart. You know, I can feel, if I think about it, my body lights up with the, what do they call it, the goosebumps, the God bumps, goosebump things. You know, and that's like, I mean, to me, I spent a long time trying to find like that feeling through synthetic drugs, you know, really. And the feeling that I can get through from finding God is far beyond anything that I've ever experienced in my life. And it makes me want to go for more. But the other thing I also learned is it's not so much about reading books and sitting in meditation for hours, sitting in yoga classes after class after class. It's all about like how I bring myself into this world with God by my side, and the actions that I take and the people that I affect. How can I bring God into everybody else's lives too through my daily life? And so I've had a lot more fun with God experiencing the world now than I do. I mean, I still like the meditation, I still like the yoga, but to bring that into the world through actions, I've experienced a whole new level. And, you know, I'm pretty new at this whole, I mean, like I said, 2005 is when I just first started kind of seeking God. And I'm pretty young, and I have a lot of years left in my life. And it's really exciting about what's going to happen, because I know there's big things. I don't know what else to say. How long did I go? 20 minutes? Is that good? Okay, I'm done.